Good morning, good morning. It's your host, Anthony. I'm here with a special guest today. And what we're going to be talking about today is control surface and audio interface. Okay?
Hello, people. My name's Carlos Sanchez, and I'll be informing you today.
Okay. We have a couple of questions about control surface. What exactly is a control surface?
Well, a control surface is basically a human interface device which allows the user to control a digital audio workstation or other digital audio applications.
Oh, that sounds real interesting. Okay, what can a control surface do?
As a digital audio software is so complex, it can play any number of functions in the audio chain. It can control the control surface can be used to control many aspects of music production, including virtual instruments, samplers, signal processors, mixers, console automation, DJ software, and any other sequencer applications.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Okay. How do a control surface look?
Well, it's just, Since control surfaces are designed to perform different functions, they vary widely in size, shape, and number and type of controls. A basic control surface intended primarily for mixing resembles a traditional analog mixer, featuring faders, knobs, buttons that can be assigned to parameters in the surface.
Oh, okay. Sort of like what we're using in the studio right now.
Exactly. That's exactly how it is.
Okay, let me move on to the next thing. What is an audio interface?
I guess in the simplest terms, an audio interface connects your microphones and other sound sources to your computer. It bridges the gap between from analog to digital. Audio interfaces are commonly equipped with mic preamps, line inputs, and a variety of other input options.
Okay. That's a very basic way of defining it. Care. All right. Excuse me, has sound in my throat. Care to get into more detail, such as how it is look, and what other sound source can be connected to it.
Sure. All it is a box that plugs into your computer through the USB or FireWire port. You can plug guitars and music keyboards into the interface, besides microphones. The interface takes the sound signal and converts it to digital data, and then it sends it through the USB or the FireWire port into the computer. It digitizes the sound so that the computer can understand it.
Oh, that's good. You're teaching me a lot today. I heard that the interface looks like can't even see sound card. Care to shed more light on that?
To the computer, the interface is just another sound card, one that's better than the sound card already built into the computer. You can do more and record better sound. Some interfaces have headphone jacks that produce far better sound quality for listening.
Okay. Let's get on to our last question. Okay. Here's an interesting thought. Can you combine a control surface with an audio interface in one piece of technology?
Of course, there was one production system designed for Pro Tools, the DigiDesign Digi 001 production system. It combined, the two, the audio interface and the control surface. Naturally, that's old news. Now, it was followed by the 002, and now we're up to the 003. And that's as basic as it's going to get.
Wow, that was helpful. That was helpful right there. And I'd like to thank you for coming on to the show today and shedding some light on a lot of things we was, stumped about. Okay?
No problem.
Thank you and enjoy. We'll talk to you later. See you tomorrow.